Good morning. I had to look. Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Tuesday, the 28th of July. I've got no bets. There's no Chrissy bet of the day. Nothing for the couple of Serie A games and the Swiss game tonight. And I've got nothing horse-wise at the minute. Horses have been a bit quiet. It'll pick up over time. Obviously, we're still in strange times. On that, I mentioned about having a drink. I was looking to do either August the 13th or August the 20th. But I can't find a venue or take us at the minute. The guidelines, a lot of the pubs are telling me, is no more than 10 people. Obviously, we could turn up en masse, but then you're not all guaranteed that they'll let you in. So I will park that until obviously we've got a bit more normality back, whenever that is, and we'll do it then. Getting a few sort of emails already, questions, texts about next season or the change. In effect, I've got 5 days of an Icus from the set. I think Spain finishes second, Belgium starts on the 8th. So whatever I'm setting for ultimate, I've got to have set for when Belgium starts. France then starts, I think it's the 22nd of August, and everybody else in September. Most leagues looking around the 12th of September. But obviously you'd want to know what is in ultimate. And I will try and endeavour to get that done next week. It's very difficult when you've got sort of to finish one season off. Close all the databases, get them all done, and then obviously set everything up to write to new odd sheets, databases for next year, change all the teams over, promotions and things like that. Normally we'd have a full summer to do that, but with the way it's fallen. But I will get as much info out over the coming week. I've got pretty much clear in my head, but we're just finalising files and layouts here and exactly how it's all going to be produced and administered going forward. So just please, my favourite phrase, bear with me in that. Anybody who is a member of Ultimate will get the opportunity first. Not going to leave anybody out, but obviously there are things like the halftime CS box. I've said to members, it will be restricted numbers. That's just the way it is. I can't do anybody any favours. It's first come, first served for things like that. Otherwise, it's not fair on anybody. But it'll continue. In effect, there's just no break for me. There's a break in the leagues, but there's no real break for me in having to produce the files, and I need to get that side done. In this time, what I do is when Italy finishes on Sunday, I will then next week be running all my heat maps. It's the time to really get yourself set for next season. As I say, most of the leagues you have got 5-6 week break to set yourself up. But for me, it's I will run all my heat maps. I will chart and look at all my systems that I've bet. I will make any changes that I want to make ready for the new season. Fortunately, I don't bet massively in Belgium much, so not much of my stuff contains Belgium, so I will have a bit of a break. But it is that time of year when you need to sort of look at I go back to my podcast of a couple of weeks ago of getting a plan and a plan that you're going to stick to through the 2021 season. Hopefully, you know, it runs as normal. We don't have a second wave and things don't shut down. They may introduce crowds again, but I'm not convinced of that, so I'm just going to carry on as if crowds aren't going to be there for the minute. But to what I do, it hasn't made a massive amount of difference. It really hasn't. Germany was a bit of an outlier at the start, just seemed to be, but my view on it was, and I can't remember if I've said this on the podcast, I've certainly said it to numerous people, was that obviously Germany was the first league back after this COVID outbreak and countries all being locked down. And players didn't know the routines, players didn't know what was what. You know, you've got to remember these guys, they've not played football in front of empty stadiums for God knows how many years. I'm not convinced how many players did want to return and play. When we get to the new season, everybody's on 0 points. The players have been through it all now. They know exactly what to expect on a match day, what their routines are, their new routines, you know, what they can and cannot do, all the testing situations. So I don't think it will make a massive difference at all to football going forward. I really don't. I've got no qualms about punting when the season starts and this, that and the other. I will do, you know, I have some things that will start 6 games in. I have Poisson sheet that we use 8 games to get the numbers. And other stuff that starts straight off the bat. And I don't have any qualms about diving in straight away. I think it will be pretty much business as usual. You know, we're going to have an extended transfer window, but we've had these situations before where the league started and they're still able to buy players. So, you know, it is what it is. I can't use any as an excuse for, oh, we didn't do that and that didn't win. I think it's just something to take in the stride. I think, you know, I was nervous when it came back just because I knew it would all be so different for the players. And I was not convinced that many players wanted to play. As I kept saying, if you're mid-table, and you've got your whatever 38, 40 points and you're staying up and you're playing in front of an empty stadium, does it really bother you? Particularly if your contract was coming to an end and things like that. Whereas now I think, as I say, everybody will be starting 0 points and I've got no issue with it whatsoever. That's my opinion. That's all it is. There's nothing. It's just an opinion. And other people will have differing ones. That's absolutely fine. We are allowed on this planet to have differing opinions. I know it seems very difficult in the world of social media and that, but you are allowed to have a different opinion to people, and not everybody's opinion is actually right. It is just an opinion. I might think Harry Maguire's shit, and other players other people might think he's good. It's an opinion. It's not anything other than that. So for me, that's what it will be. I will pretty much just be doing. I've done a lot of work through lockdown on my methods and what I want to do, and looking at automation and this, that, and the others. But once that league finishes, it will be the first job for me will be Monday, Tuesday morning, running all my heat maps, getting that all plotted out and building myself my portfolio and my plan for, I'm going to say, September onwards for next season. And that will pretty much remain untouched then through, unless I have a little tweak, maybe at Christmas. Or there is a dramatic effect on football that we suddenly notice without crowds. But I can't see that happening. But it is a time, I think, to look back at what you've done, what you are doing, been the fear of missing out, been the fear of not being part of something, get a plan that suits you, get a bank that suits you, get a bet that suits you, forget what other people are doing. I've had some great stories on FTS, but somebody posts they've won 200 points, somebody else posting, emails me, then why aren't I winning? Well, I don't know, because I don't know what you're doing. All I can say is that we are all a very helpful bunch. My time has been limited. I can't wait. It's amazing that lockdown. I did miss football, not massively, but I did miss it. I missed the day-to-day trading. Now I'm absolutely sick of it because obviously I'm producing these files every single day. Top-notch football. I have had enough of it. I would like a nice little break, but it is what it is. It's not going to, you know, not going to get one. Just got to push on. Next summer, hopefully, by next May, things will have sorted itself out and I can have a break then. I'm in no rush to go on holiday anywhere with things as they are. I'm in no rush to go out, really. I know there's other people who think it's all a hoax and this, that and the other, but I just am quite happy to let the bedlam continue, and I will wait and see what happens. But that's what I would be doing. That literally is what, if I was you guys, I'd be looking at my setup. What do I do? Why do I do it? How much does it cost me? What am I paying for? What do I actually do with it? And do something that fits in with your plan. Get a plan through to next May, plot for the year, and commit yourself to sticking with it. That's the hard bit. You know, you see, you know, Betty Blogger again published, I think, a drawdown 90 points. We've got some tools for that I'm going to hopefully showcase next week to start giving particularly Ultimate members more insight into how their systems run, what they do monthly, what the lowest points are. We've had some got some tools to do that. Hopefully they'll be ready if we can get all that. But it is really, that's it. It's having that plan and that, you know, people going, oh, how'd you stay through that? And well done, fair play. That's what you do. That's what you do. That's half of the game, is staying in the game and keep going. Again, that's my opinion. That's what, you know, I do exactly that. I just bat on. You have a bad run, you just keep going. And you do come out the other side of it. I know a lot of you are scarred and don't think that you will, but actually you do. You trust your data and you just push on. But what you've got to do now is obviously season ending, get yourself a plan. One of the best tweets I've read, I think it was Online Trader, said that this start of this year he binned all his incidental bets and opinion bets and all, just because I fancied Arsenal or whatever. Amazed how much difference, if you stop all that, it makes to you. It is amazing how much difference it actually makes to your bottom line. Just sitting there having a bet because for the sake of it, because there's nothing else on, or being part of it, or somebody in a chat room posts he's back in Notts Forest now and you think, oh, I'll have a bit of that if he's on it. I mean, it's just stuff I don't really get. I keep saying, I've said many times, if I didn't do this to make money, I wouldn't do it at all. I think somebody else emailed me yesterday saying that they've done well with Ultimate, but they just see it as an investment. They've got absolutely no interest in gambling whatsoever. And that's almost how I am. You just get up, put it on, and of course you get the buzz and the yes, get in there when you get a late one or whatever, but the actual process is just numbers. It could be anything on a sheet. It could be tins of beans playing, bags of prunes. It really doesn't matter. You've just got to get a plan and push on. That is my, as I say, it's my opinion. Lots of people have different opinions. I think what we produce is excellent. I think Ultimate alone people could make a living out of, and a reasonable one. But you've got to have a plan and stick with it. That's simple as that. I like the fact that it's no noise. You can get up on a Friday, put your bets on and not have to bother about it. I like that element of it. And I built it for myself first. And obviously you guys can use that whatever way you like. But that's it. Anyway, so there is nothing for today. Have a good Tuesday. There is a full Serie A programme this week. There's only a couple of games tonight, but I think the majority of the games tomorrow, 7 or 8 games tomorrow, so I may have something tomorrow. But as I say, it is winding down to a quieter time, so I will be talking more over the next couple of weeks about the new setup, new tools we've got, and discipline mindset, setting yourself up, record keeping, going to try and cover all that sort of stuff. Over the next couple of weeks whilst we wait for the new season to get going. So enjoy yourselves and I will be back with you tomorrow.